Seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى ابن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led a life which was in balance and harmony with that of the Prophet Muhammad, his great-great-grandfather. His life and the life of Imam al-Kazim was in the line and the direction of the Prophet Muhammad. And of course, the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was a strict adherence and obedience of Islam in so many different ways, whether it was his ethics, his morals, his behaviors, his actions, his statements. We find that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the copy of the Holy Prophet Muhammad of Islam, the messenger of Allah. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led an upright, righteous, and noble life. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام ليس شيء أنكى لإبليس وجنوده من زيارة الإخوان في الله بعضهم لبعض.
Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, "Nothing is more hurtful to Iblis Satan and his army than brothers in faith visiting each other for the sake of Allah."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues and conversations of the seventh divinely appointed Imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam. Now, this divinely appointed Imam, in his conversations, His Eminence spoke about certain general directions which he responded to when one of his companions asked him about these certain guidelines for human life. In one such instance, we find that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, he said to his companion in reply to this question, he replied, "The morals of one with whom you associate with are knowledge." Now, it's interesting here, we really learn so much from the morals and the manners of each other. So, for example, when we have a person who we associate with, and perhaps they joke too much, and we feel uncomfortable with this idea that the said individual jokes too much, well, then we should try that in our personality and for our case, we should not joke too much. Or if we by chance, God forbid, know somebody who enjoys backbiting, well, first and foremost, we should not associate with people who backbite. For as the divinely appointed imams of the Ahlul Bayt say, that when you associate with one who backbites, eventually you will become the target of the backbiting itself. But let's say for some unfortunate reason we are associated with somebody who tends to backbite, well then if we don't like that trait in another individual, we should also do our best that we should not backbite. And so it's very important to kind of take into consideration the morals, whether negative in this case, but positive as well in other people that we associate with. If you find that another individual is very truthful, they're very honest, they're very kind, they're very merciful, they're very, generous, then this knowledge should be inculcated within us, and we should also apply those positive morals in our lives as well. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Kadhim, alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
The aspect of, or I should say, one of the aspects that made the imama of Imam al-Kadhim, salamullah alayhi, very critical is the conditions that ended up being the conditions of the ummah and the conditions of the movement of the Ahlul Bayt during that period. The point we're trying to make here is that this transition, or this event that took place rather, to get to that transition, the Ahlul Bayt, in a sense, had to shift gears. There had to be a transition. There had to be a shifting of gears in the movement that the Ahlul Bayt had established. And this is important for us to understand. It's relevant to us, hopefully, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides our minds and thoughts and words, will be able to discuss the relevance of this topic to us today and why it is that we believe we need to understand this and discuss it, not just for matters of historic relevance and understanding the history of the imams, which that is important, but the importance of it is mainly due to this, to understand the teachings they have given us through their behavior, through their decisions, through the strategies they had, the tactics they had, the words they gave, the direction they gave. Imam al-Kadhim, salamullah alayhi, is dealing with masses that were involved in overthrowing the Umayyads, and they were involved in establishing the government of the Abbasids, thinking that the Abbasids are the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet and the ones that Islam has given authority to. And so they were initially happy, first for not having the Umayyads rule over them, and secondly for having the Ahlul Bayt rule over them. People were initially happy because of both of those.
Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.